I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's hard to imagine how the meeting in Riyadh went that came up with a newfangled growth plan. Did the Saudi rulers simply agree they needed some development in their country? And hey, why not just build a brand new megalopolis? Because that's what's going to happen, a new megacity from scratch on the arid shores of the Red Sea. It's in Saudi Arabia, about an hour and a half north of Jeddah. And the Saudi government says when all the building is done, the city will be about the size of Washington, D.C. The price tag is steep, around $100 billion. And the name doesn't exactly roll off the tongue. It's going to be called the King Abdullah Economic City, K-A-E-C, or CAKE for short. Eric Regulie of Toronto's Globe and Mail has been there to check it out. Eric, where on the lot do you even lay the cornerstone for a new city?
Well, it's a good question. You don't see much, Marco, when you're there. They have a hotel. They have a functioning port. It looks like desert with a beach. There's really not much there. But you got to realize this is a 20-year project. So they're only in the opening stages of this. It might be 5 or 10% built. So it's got a long time to fill out, and I think it probably will fill out. There was a lot of activity when I was there.
Who's it being designed for?
It's not as a resort or a retirement city. It's being designed specifically as an economic diversification plan for the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. So it does have a functioning port there. It's a container port, not an oil port. And the whole idea is to, in effect, they're creating a new Silk Road along the Red Sea. So they want to link a trade route to the Mediterranean and Southern Europe. But the whole idea is to get rid of this oil economy. Everything there is oil, everything. And oil is getting cheap, and it's also running out. It's a finite resource. Now, they have the first or second biggest reserves in the world, so they're not going to disappear in the next 10 or 15 years, but they will go down. So, they're thinking like the Chinese. They don't think 5 or 10 years. They think 30, 40, 50 years, even a century. So I think it's probably a good idea to diversify.
Does Saudi Arabia really need another city, or are they just trying to figure out ways to spend money that they have?
Both. They need new cities because the population growth there is really, really high. They're adding something like half the population is under the age 30 or 25. They're also getting a lot of immigration. So they do need new cities. And they do need cities that aren't specifically on oil. So besides the port there, there's manufacturing. You know what's made there, which is funny? I had a tour of the Mars Bar candy factory there. It's one of the first factories that's opened in King Abdullah Economic City. Another one is a pharmaceuticals maker. So that's the sort of projects they're trying to get there to feed this local and very big growing market.
So is that like the Mars Bar manufacturing headquarters for all of the Mideast or just for Saudi Arabia? Or who are they making them for?
For the Saudis, which is probably not a good idea since they have a weight problem there, but that's what's happening.
So $100 billion kind of boggles the mind and puts all the construction of sports stadiums for the Olympics in perspective. Were you convinced that King Abdullah Economic City will one day be home to 2 million Saudis? It's kind of hard to imagine.
Yes. I mean, I'm saying that with a bit of hesitation because visually it doesn't look like much now. I mean, it looks like desert with a couple buildings sprouting here and there. Yeah, I think it will because they're really serious about diversifying the economy. They can't be vulnerable to one product, which is oil. My problem with the project is this. It's designed to diversify Saudi Arabia from oil. At the same time, the city is utterly dependent on oil. I mean, it's vast. It's sprawling. You can drive for, half an hour at high speed from the top to the bottom of the city, north, south, east, west. And, it's cars. There's no public transportation. It's, geared very much to the car. It's not really on a human scale. There's no apparent downtown. So it's going to be very much dependent on cheap oil.
Eric Regulie of Toronto's Globe and Mail newspaper telling us about the King Abdullah Economic City that should be completed, in 20 years, Eric?
20 years, yeah. I'll go back in 10 and see what it looks like.
Well, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.